and move on to Lego Jurassic World. And with me to discuss that is Andy Robertson, the man in charge at Family Gamer TV, which you can find on YouTube.
Hi, Adam.
We have had a lot of Lego games. We have had a lot of Lego games from TT. They have a formula, but have these games become formulaic? Because that must be a danger, mustn't it?
Well, it is. I think it is cookie cutter, but when it's a good cookie cutter, I think the shape's good. It matches the audience. They keep the production level high and they keep the fan service really high. So it sort of leverages. So this is Jurassic World, but it includes all the movies, including the new one. So anyone who likes the Jurassic World films will be in here. So I think no one's too fussed, but it is, you know, we know what we're getting and we get it. And usually it's really good.
You said usually it's pretty good. Is it good this time?
Yeah, I think so. I've been playing it with the kids. I like the split screen so you can play couch co-op. There's a nice customise your dinosaur element here, and that's a sort of novelty. Each game has a sort of a banner innovation that they bring, and this time it's being able to take dinosaurs and customise them, and then they get different abilities, and the kids like that. I think I like it because it's introduced us as a family to Jurassic Park, and we've gone back and started watching the films. So I like that. I like revisiting these things.
Well, they're good films. I think I might have been afraid of it when I was about 8 or 9, but then... Are kids these days as scared of a T-Rex as they might have been 20, 30 years ago?
Well, I showed our little tribe the first film, and the youngest, who was 7, he was hiding behind cushions and stuff. And I think it needs to have that edge, doesn't it? And so it didn't look dated. They were convinced by the effects.
Oh, that's good. That's good to know. You're talking about a twist and a turn, and each game needs one. The other thing is that somebody very recently said, by game 3 of an IP, you're into making money. Which means, or I hope it means for TT and for Lego, they must be making money now with every one of these games that comes out. So they're in a position to spend that money, aren't they?
Yes, in terms of adding more innovation. Mm. Yeah, I mean, they could. I think really what we're seeing that is in Lego Dimensions. So we have this cycle of big Lego games. What's quite interesting is a change of pace. So we've got Lego Dimensions, which is Skylanders of the Lego world. It comes with a starter pack and you can buy extra toys, and the toys then... read by the toy pad in the game and bring in more content and more characters. That's quite interesting because that's going to change how they sort of sell things moving forward. And it'll be interesting to see if they maintain their big budget blockbusters that focus on one massive franchise or whether they'll go down a more modular route. And it's quite interesting, there's a tension here, I think, because Jurassic Park appears in the Jurassic World Lego game, but there's also Chris Pratt, the Jurassic characters and the dinosaurs in Lego Dimensions as a little pack you can buy there as well. So I think a family needs to know that's the case and then decide, do we buy the big game or do we wait for Dimensions and have that more sort of menagerie of brands all in one place?
The thing, of course, about the way that these things are licensed is that somebody has to be very smart and agree a good deal for everyone. So now they've got multiple ways, Lego, that is, of getting these products out there, not just physical games, but also virtual games and, you know, the packs you're talking about. They seem to be, as a company, Lego, very, very alive to all of the potential synergies that come from tying themselves into a big franchise. Looking at Games Workshop, and I know that there might be sort of some rumblings about problems there, they seem to have been a bit old school with the way that they've approached these licenses and got hold of things like Lord of the Rings, and they've not been able to leverage them because they've not been in the right part of the market. Lego have a very distinct advantage, don't they? They are such a big company with such deep pockets that they can put themselves in a lot of places, can't they?
Yeah, I think with that, the place that Lego holds sort of culturally means that it opens doors and makes things happen. Like you see the Lego movie, there's loads of really interesting crossovers and brands getting involved where you think that must be so much red tape for them to do that. And in Lego Dimensions, there was a leak of some characters on the box, which included the Portal character and included Doctor Who. And most people assumed that that was just misguided fans getting overexcited. But it turned out that they are in that game. I think that's really interesting that you've got these, I guess, characters you just wouldn't imagine they would be able to get in. And the power of Lego means that they're there and they're included sort of in full video game form, but now also in toy form as well. So they sort of tick both boxes.
You're playing the games, you're playing your games with your kids, you've got the dimension stuff. Are you still thinking to yourself, hey, we need some models, we need to be doing that as well?
We still play Lego. I see that currently as a separate thing. So we'll have our video game time and we'll have our Lego time. But it's nice the way the two things relate. And I'd had a visit to TT Games a little while ago. I was asking them how they make the different Lego toys and why do they make them physically before getting them in the game. And they were saying how they had a commitment. So anything you see in a Lego game, you could pause the game and then build it yourself if you had the right bricks. No doubt you wouldn't have the right colours. our models always look quite eclectic. But I thought that was really interesting, that there's that attention to detail. And there is that back and forth because it's such a sort of a, you know, a visual product. It's immediately obvious that it is Lego you're playing. But in my household, they kind of exist in separate worlds.
As it always is with this kind of technology, Andy, as you've made clear, those separate worlds are going to merge. Just the question is how and when and why and what that's going to look like. And that means it's going to be interesting to keep watching Lego. Thanks so much for joining me tonight.
Thank you.